Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from tomorrow, Friday, May 18, and the whole weekend at Lexington's Masterson Station Park, it's the third annual Kentucky Sheep and Fiber Festival. Event chair, sheep producer Kathy Meyer, says the weekend is a unique opportunity for the public and fiber crafters.
Yes, I think so. I think many more people, general public-wise, are looking to get back to simple and green, I think is the big term now. And there's no better way than eating local and crafting with local natural fiber. And I think that's why there's an interest from the consumer end.
For fiber animal producers, sheep in particular, interest is up too.
There's also a lot of folks getting into the sheep business these days. Kentucky has seen an 18% growth in sheep in the last year, which is just really phenomenal.
Next weekend's festival will feature spinning, weaving, shearing, livestock exhibits, and more.
We have a new local marketplace planned featuring Marksberry Farms, and we're excited about that. We're going to offer up local meats, local honey, local beer cheese. So we're pretty excited about that, too.
The festival is being held in conjunction with a Bluegrass Classic stock dog trial. And if you've never had the chance to observe working dogs, take the time. It's pretty amazing. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
The third annual Kentucky Sheep and Fiber Festival has grown phenomenally in its three short years. Event chair Kathy Meyer explains this is a multi-species event for producers, and there's plenty of interest for the general public.
Actually, it's a small ruminant festival, so we have several vendors that offer goat products, goat soaps, goat candles, goat lotion. That's from goat's milk. We also have a livestock exhibit, and there'll be all the fiber animals there, llamas, alpacas, Angora rabbits, goats.
Again, that's next weekend, May 18th through the 20th at Lexington's Masterson Station Park. They have a very nice website with all of the details at KentuckySheepAndFiber.com, all the words spelled out. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.